Hey everyone, last week I left you to mull over the big picture idea of how it can be that the church is the unfailing people of God, yet our church and every church seems to still fail. So I hope that popped into your minds throughout the week and got you thinking. This week we're going to zoom in from the big picture and think about the local church. So there's three main ways we use the word church. The first way is to refer to the church building, as in that church has stained glass windows. As we think about church, we're probably not going to talk about church in that sense very much. The second way is to refer to the universal church. That's all of God's people from every time and place, as in Jesus loves the church. So that's how I use the word mostly when we talked about church last week. The third way is to refer to the localized gathering or meeting of God's people, as in, I'm going to church this Sunday. That's the one we're going to talk about today. So how do we be a healthy church? How do we be a healthy gathering of God's people? Mostly when people or churches try to get back to basics of church, they look to the early church, the New Testament church that sprang up after Jesus ascended. If we look at the book of Acts, we can get a few hints about what they did when they met together. Specifically in Acts 2:42, it says they devoted themselves to these four things, to the teaching of the apostles, and for us that's carried forward in the Bible, to fellowship, that's probably the sharing of a meal or of a religious experience, to the breaking of bread, that's probably the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. And they did lots of other things too, like care for the poor and needy amongst them, but it seems like these were the regular practices of the early church whenever they met together. That was their focus. So is the secret to a healthy church to just do those four things? For our church, we could really work on praying more together. But pretty much we do all those things fairly well. At least pre-lockdowns, we did them fairly well. Yet we feel like our church is in an unhealthy state. So from the survey, 72% of us said that we're either unhappy or neutral about our spiritual lives over the past 6 months. So is the solution then to our unhappiness with our spiritual state just to do more of those things, or even to do more other things, other ministries? Maybe that would help. I could be wrong, but my instinct is that doing those things isn't all there is to church. The early church devoted themselves to those four things for a reason, but I don't think the goal of the early church was to do those four things themselves. And so for us, doing more things won't necessarily make our church healthier, I don't think. To help us figure out why the whys of those four things, like why they did those four things, we're going to go one step earlier than the early church. So we often think that the church began in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, probably because that's the first time we find the word church in our Bibles. Or actually in the New Testament, that's where we find the first occurrence of the word church. And it's true that the church traditions and beliefs that we have today carry on more or less from those first disciples of Jesus in the early church. But the word translated as church in the New Testament, ekklesia, that's probably a bad pronunciation, just meant gathering. It wasn't a special word used to describe Christian churches, but it was used for lots of types of gatherings. And actually, you can kind of find the word ecclesia in, or church, in the Old Testament as well. So the Old Testament was written in Hebrew for the most part, but there is a Greek translation of it called the Septuagint, which the New Testament writers quote from all the time. And in that Greek translation, we find the word ekklesia, or church, everywhere. Often it's used to translate the Hebrew word kahal, which means to gather. For example, in Deuteronomy 31:30, it says, Moses recited the words of this song from beginning to end in the hearing of the whole assembly of Israel. So you could translate that last part as in the hearing of the whole church of Israel. So the idea of church isn't just a New Testament idea, but it's been around for as long as God's had a people. So there would have been gatherings of God's people while Jesus was around as well. So one really interesting way to dig into the heart of what church is, and I have Steve to thank for getting me to think along these lines, is to think about what Jesus did when he gathered his disciples together. So my question to you this week is to think through parts of the Bible that you know where Jesus met with his disciples and think about what he physically did with them. What types of things did they do together? But more importantly, think about why he did that with them. What was he trying to do with them? This week, I'm going to try and read through the Gospel of Luke with that in mind and see what I learn. If you want to think about it, but you aren't sure where to start, you could pick any chapter between John 13 and 17. Or you can just think about it from your memory of what you know of the Bible already. I hope the answer to that will give us some really valuable insight into what our church gathering should look like and, more importantly, why it should look like that. If we can start to understand that, it might help us understand why we feel like we're in an unhealthy place right now. And it might help us to figure out what steps we should take next. So keep talking to each other, keep talking to me. Share your thoughts on Padlet or contact me directly, and I'll see you all soon.